We are going to continue the hour by talking schools. The Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program is one of the signature initiatives in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District. It's been going for almost 30 years now, pairing local students with community members who serve as mentors. It's been a really successful program, but that success depends on you. They're looking for new mentors now. And today we're joined by the director of the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, Lori Clark. Lori, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Aaron, for having me.
So for folks who don't know about it, that was like the 15-second summary, but tell us about the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, its history, how it works.
Thank you so much. Yes, you mentioned Blue Ribbon has been around for almost 30 years, and it was created to help close the achievement gap. As you know, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools continues to have a gap, but the primary focus of our program is that it's strength-based, and so we look for students in the Chapel Carborough City Schools that need some additional support and resources. So through our program, they're able to be paired with a mentor advocate who is a community volunteer, and we'll expose them to different enrichment opportunities, activities, identifies a talent or skill that they may have that they can help bring that to greater life. So it's a beautiful relationship. And in addition to the mentoring component, Blue Ribbon offers different program components at each level. And I'm excited to say that this year we increase our level of engagement at the elementary site. That means that we're looking at providing elementary students with the opportunity to engage in service, to focus on leadership, and really think about literacy in elementary, right? Mm-hmm. And so when they get to middle school, the focus has been around STEAM. So we realized that a lot of Black and Brown students were not taking advantage of going into the academies and the CTE opportunities. So a focus on like STEM engagement and, of course, again, leadership. So when you get to high school, it's around social and civic engagement, again, leadership. So, you know, the programming complements the mentor-advocate relationship, and so the mentor doesn't have to think about, you know, additional resources. Definitely not tutoring, because that's not the focus. Mm-hmm. Again, it's the enrichment, the exposure, and how can I help you be the best person that you want to be, or expose you to different opportunities.
That's awesome. So what does that kind of look like on the ground? What's a typical mentor relationship like?
So the relationship, it varies, of course, based on each student and mentor. But it's around trying to find, if you will, the perfect match. Mm. And again, it's around someone who will have the time, which is 2 hours each week to spend with a student. And it's around, I'm not telling you to do this or to be like me. I'm helping you to explore, to be engaged, and to experience different things around Chapel Hill and beyond.
Speaking with Lori Clark, again, Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can find information about it on the district's website, which is chccs.org. If you want to go straight to it, chccs.org/BRMA, Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate. You can go straight to the website and find out more. So who qualifies to be a mentor? Can it be anyone in the community, any adult?
So we have an age requirement, and that age requirement is 25. But certainly anyone in the community that's interested in making the 2-year commitment, which is really important to us because we start out serving students in fourth grade. And so the 2-year commitment helps the student transition from fourth grade to middle school, which can be kind of tricky, right?
Yeah.
But over 90% of our mentors stay with their student or scholar, as we really call them now, for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And so we have that longevity, and I'm excited about that because the scholar becomes a part of the family, right?
Yeah.
It's an extended person in your family. And so it's a beautiful relationship. So we're excited about, again, the program. We are recruiting mentors. We cannot offer the resources and opportunities to our scholars if we don't have mentors. So that's really crucial.
Any special training or skills needed to be a mentor at all?
No, just the heart to serve.
Yeah.
And the time commitment. We take care of training. We offer a 10-hour training, and you know, we talk about how to be a great mentor, the boundaries. We talk about being culturally relevant, since a lot of our scholars are Black and Brown scholars, right? And so that's really important, of how to engage and how to have a relationship with them. Mm. We are always looking for male mentors. It's same gender matching. And so, of course, if we don't have the number of males that have been referred to the program matched, then, you know, it's a disservice, and it's really disheartening, because, you know, there are so many young men that really want to be a part of our program, but we don't have the volunteers to match them with.
Speaking again with Lori Clark, Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. And again, they're looking for available mentors now. Anyone in the community 25 or older wants to participate 2 hours a week. It's not an enormous time commitment, but it's extremely valuable both for the scholar and for the mentor. What are some of, without necessarily naming names, what are some of your favorite like success stories?
Wow, I have so many. And I can think of my own, you know, so a lot of times mentors are like, well, what am I going to do with my scholar? And it's really what you do now, right? And it's not about spending money. It's about, you know, we're enjoying this time that we have together and again, the experience. And so we try to encourage mentors to stay away from things like movies. I mean, you can go to the movies, but, you know, to have activities that are really engaging, right? And so the relationship is just about having an extended family member and really being authentic. And in regards to a story, I hope I don't get in trouble, but our former superintendent, Dr. Neil Peterson, is a big supporter of Blue Ribbon and had his scholar for, you know, the duration for 8 years. And so he would have them come out and they would have dinner each week and, you know, engage in different activities. Well, Dr. Peterson had a big yard and would cut his yard. And so one day his scholar had said, you know, I want to ride that lawnmower.
Right.
So he let him do it. And so he was just like, you know, so when you reflect on the things that you do, like what is one of the most favorite things that you do? Well, as a kid, riding a lawnmower is a big thing,
time,
right?
Yeah. My grandpa had a tractor. Same deal. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's things like, it's the small things like that that make a difference. And of course, I think for mentors and their scholars, it's about the first time to go maybe to the Acklin. Like a couple weeks ago, we took our scholars to the Acklin. It's right here in Chapel Hill. And a lot of times you walk past or you drive past, you don't even know that it's a phenomenal museum, right? Or going to a Durham Bulls game. And I know that we talk about boundaries and money. And I remember when I had my scholar, and so you know this is long ago because we went to K&W Cafeteria. And so I got ready to pay. And she's like, no, I have my own money. And she's like, my mom told me I have to pay. And I'm like, no, you don't have to pay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just about, you can do fun activities. You're not spending a lot of money. Hmm. It's just so valuable to be able to just share with a young person your life, their life, and to grow together.
People want to sign up to get involved. How can they do it?
Again, you've already mentioned the website, and I'm happy to provide my contact information. You can reach me at 919-918-2170. We have a training coming up in April. So, you know, we are in dire need of mentors. And again, like you mentioned, it's only 2 hours a week and it's based on your schedule. So there's a lot, well, your schedule and the scholar's schedule. So there's a lot of flexibility. You're not tied to during the week or on the weekends. And we understand that life happens, right? And so you go on vacation or you're traveling. We understand that. And families understand that our mentors have lives. And so it's, you know, we accommodate that.
Again, chccs.org is the district's website, chccs.org/BRMA. If you want to go straight to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate website, you can also just Google it. It'll come right up. Again, they're looking for new mentors all the time, training starting in April. If you want to sign up now, they will definitely be happy to hear from you. Lori Clark, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.